This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Good Monday, everyone. I just have this feeling it's going to be an amazing week, and I hope you're getting that same feeling too. And my hope is that this short little dose of Mindset Monday will help you kick your week off on a strong foot and set you up for amazing success throughout this week and well beyond. So as of the recording of this episode of Mindset Monday, we're a week out from Memorial Day. And as a result, I've spent a lot of time thinking about what the Memorial Day holiday actually represents. And aside from a long weekend, it's, you know, typically symbolizes kind of the beginning of summer. So commonly, it's accompanied by hot dogs, way too many cold beers, sunburns. You know, obviously, Memorial Day has a much deeper meaning. We celebrate Memorial Day in remembrance and honor of the men and women who died while serving our country in the armed forces. And for some reason, this year, Memorial Day hit me a lot harder. And I've really tried to take some time over the past week to reflect on what this means and how so many brave men and women made the ultimate sacrifice so that we as Americans can be free. And I can't imagine what it must have been like for those members of our military that gave their lives so that you and I can live in this amazing country and reap the many benefits associated with living a free democracy that we all enjoy today. I also can't imagine what it must be like for all the families and loved ones of those that have fallen. I mean, it's something that I can't fully comprehend, but it's something I know I'm extremely grateful for. And on that note, I'd also just like to take a quick moment to thank and acknowledge all of the veterans and active military that have served or are currently serving to protect that same freedom that so many others have given their lives for over the years. And also thank you to the families of those who have served and are currently serving. It's a huge sacrifice for all of them. So thank you. But, you know, I think too many of us, and myself included, are guilty at times of taking our freedom in this country for granted without really stopping to think about the massive sacrifices that have been made along the way for this country to be where it is today. And if you watch the mainstream media, it's very easy to get caught up in all the negativity that's constantly being thrown at us and to get lost in all the things that could be better in our country or that aren't going right. And there's no doubt that America's not perfect, and there are many things that could be improved upon. And regardless of your political affiliation or belief systems, we can all agree that there's room for improvement. I'm not here to argue that. But what I think we too often overlook is just how good we have it. Compared to the majority of the rest of the world, we have luxuries that many people would die for. And that's the whole point of Memorial Day. Many people have died so that you and I can enjoy these luxuries. Freedom being the ultimate luxury. Literally every day, thousands of people from all over the world immigrate into our country so that they too can experience the freedom that we enjoy and sometimes take for granted. As I spent some time really reflecting over some of these things the past week, I have to admit I found myself feeling a little guilty. You know, what have I done to contribute to America and this beautiful freedom that I get to enjoy? I'm not in the military. I'm not a veteran. I certainly haven't been injured or given my life in service of my country. And I have such great admiration and respect for those that have, but what have I done? What can I do? And as I thought about this, I started thinking more about my definition of freedom, something I talk a lot about on this podcast. In fact, it's the whole premise of my podcast, The Path to Freedom. And I ask every guest that comes on my show what their definition of freedom is. And while I think we as Americans all share a similar definition of freedom at a higher level, you know, the ability to live in a free democracy, the right to vote, freedom of speech, everything the Constitution provides us. But I think beyond that, each person has a slightly different definition of freedom at a more personal level. You know, for me, freedom's all about my time. I want to have the ability to spend my time how I want to spend it. And for me, business ownership has played a huge role in my own path to freedom. Through owning businesses, I now have the ability to control my schedule. I work when I want to and spend time on other things when I want to. You know, it's not to say that I don't have to do things I don't want to do sometimes, but for the most part, my job is to wake up and manage my time and responsibilities the way I see fit. For me, freedom is the ability to build something that belongs to me, that I own. So as I reflected this week, I started thinking about my responsibilities as an American and ways that I can honor the many that have paid the ultimate sacrifice for me to enjoy the freedom that I do. And I think one of the biggest things I can do is to take advantage of my freedom, to use this freedom to build the type of life that I want and not just settle for a mediocre life. In fact, I feel strongly that it's my responsibility as an American to be as successful as I possibly can be. And I'm not just talking about financial success, although I do believe that freedom and capitalism go hand in hand. But what I really mean by success is to achieve my definition of freedom in my life, or at least continuously be working towards it. And again, people's definition of freedom in their lives will vary, especially at a personal level. And I think that's fine. I think that should be celebrated. But I really believe that we each have a responsibility to take the action needed to build the type of life that we want. The fact of the matter is there's no other country on earth that provides the same possibilities for an individual as America does. The American dream may sound cliche, but it's such a commonly used term for a reason, because it exists. It can become a reality. And if someone doesn't take advantages of the freedom we have to build their version of the American dream, it just seems like a waste to me. Now, let me be clear here. I'm not saying that everyone should go out and start a business. Not everyone has the skill set required to do so. It's not everyone's dream to be an entrepreneur, and that's perfectly fine. But pursue whatever your dream is. And I also realize that there are many different circumstances that people find themselves in, some much more difficult than others. I realize that some people have distinct advantages in life, where others have very distinct disadvantages. But at the end of the day, we all have opportunity. That's what living in a free country is all about. We all do have opportunity. We all have the ability to build something for ourselves if we set our minds to it. And if it weren't for the freedom we have in this country, that would not be the case. So in my mind, one of the best ways we can honor those that have given their lives for this country and for our freedom is by pursuing our own version of freedom in our lives, by living intentionally and building the life that we truly want, not just showing up and going through the motions. If you don't like where you're at in life, do something about it. If you don't like your job, find another job, one that you can get excited about, one that you can be passionate about. If you don't like your financial situation, learn a new skill that you can use to earn more. If you don't like the people you've surrounded yourself with, surround yourself with new people. We live in a country where, more than any other country, we have the ability to make change happen if we really set our mind to it. There are many people around the world that would love to live in this country so that they could truly be free to pursue their dreams and create a better life for themselves. And if we don't spend our time and energy working towards building a better life for ourselves, then the ultimate sacrifice that so many have paid goes to waste. And I've talked a lot in previous podcasts about Stoic philosophy. In particular, I've talked a lot about how we should only focus on the things that we can control and how we should change our perspective on fear and embrace getting uncomfortable so we can continue to grow. In order to build the life that we truly desire, in order to live in a way that allows us to have a huge positive impact, we're going to have to get uncomfortable. We're going to have to face our fears and to push through them. And when that gets hard, stop and think about the brave men and women that have fought for this country and given their lives. Chances are, whatever it is we're afraid of pales in comparison to that. There's a quote I came across this past week that really stuck with me, and I think it goes hand in hand with what I'm talking about here. The quote is from Alden Palmer, and he says, "We are not put here on earth to play around. There is work to be done. There are responsibilities to be met. Humanity needs the abilities of every man and woman." And, you know, we all have different abilities, different dreams, different goals, but it's our responsibility, and we owe it to those that have given their lives for our freedom to relentlessly pursue those goals and dreams. And when I talk about success, especially financial success, I don't mean it in a greedy way. I don't mean that we should relentlessly work to get ahead of others and to put others down in the process. I mean, for me, financial success is a big part of my own path to freedom. And I do want to have nice things. I want to live comfortably. I want to be able to take care of my family and provide for them and give them nice things. But the more successful I am, the more successful my family is, the better position we're in to give back, to help others, and to have a positive impact in the lives of those around us, and to continue, you know, building upon what so many before us have sacrificed to create. So I hope this gives you something to reflect on this week and going forward, like it has for me. You know, life is short. We don't know how much time we'll have on this earth. Let's not waste it. So many others have given their lives so we can be free. Let's not let those sacrifices go to waste either. What actions can you take this week to start building the life of your dreams? What can you do today to start charting your own path to freedom? And if you're already on the right track, what can you do to advance today, this week, this month? I hope this gives you something to think about, gives you some motivation for the week. I hope everyone has an awesome week. Go drop in. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.